Okay, I'm George Parker. By profession, I'm an environmental planner, but I also do environmental contracting, and I have just recently completed a project on this tract, which is, if you look in front of you through the gate, it's a 20-acre tract that was cleared of the loblolly pine, and it's a restoration area for Atlantic white cedar. The Atlantic white cedar is a species of tree that was common all along the Atlantic coast from Maine to Florida, but through the years, because of its value as a timber product that was very light and resistant to rot, it has been really overused for the various trades. It has also lost, and this is the key point, its primary habitat, which is a wet habitat, not a one that's flooded, but it is a wetland habitat where the groundwater levels are probably during the wet season within 8 or 10 inches of the surface. It's a tree that requires a lot of water for its roots to thrive and to continue to grow. The area in front of you, it originally was a much wetter area than it was till a few years ago. If you look immediately to your right, you'll see gray stones. Those stones are actually a plug across a very large ditch that extends from east to west across this 20-acre parcel, and that ditch is 4 to 5 feet deep, and until those plugs were installed very recently, the ditch was pulling all of the groundwater, that is the water in the soil, off of the site and had dried it out to the extent that the Atlantic white cedar that we were trying to restore here was having a very difficult time. We have put 4 plugs in that ditch, and it was truly amazing that the water level came up in the ditch, not literally overnight, but in a very short period, 2 or 3 days, it came up within 2 or 3 feet deep, and this is without any rain event. That is a clear indication that the water that had been flowing in that ditch was groundwater and it was drying the site out. Also now, when it rains, the water that flows across the surface into the ditch is held back by the plugs that are stationed throughout the ditch, and the whole site has gone from one in just a matter of 6 or 8 weeks from being a somewhat dry site to now a site that is quite wet. It's become a heaven for amphibians. If you stand here and listen, you can hear various frog calls throughout the day. You will also be looking through a gate with a large fence that extends around this complete 20 acres. It's over 3,000 feet of fence. The fence is made of plastic and it's 8 feet tall. It is meant to exclude deer from the restoration area. Now, why do we want to exclude deer? Well, deer, one of their favorite winter foods when the normal vegetation has dropped for the winter months, the Atlantic white cedar is an evergreen, and evidently deer very much prefer its flavor over a lot of the other evergreens. And the Atlantic white cedar that had been planted out here both by the volunteers and by the schools that had grown the seedlings were not doing very well. So by putting this fence here and excluding deer from getting into this area and putting plugs in the ditch and restoring the hydrology, we hope to see a big change in the Atlantic white cedar's success on this 20 acres.